When the city of Fairbanks swelled with the Klondike Gold Rush in the late 1800s, a fleet of riverboats began to sail the river waters hauling supplies. When the riverboats came, something else began to change. The story of those boats and the history they made is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com. Aim for excellence while attending the 2017 Milk Business Conference, November 6th through the 8th at the M Resort in Las Vegas. This must-attend event for progressive dairy farmers seeking to navigate an increasingly complex and risky business environment will teach you how to improve your team and your bottom line. Register today at www.milkbusiness.com/event. That's www.milkbusiness.com/event.
When miners came to Fairbanks during the Klondike Gold Rush, many businesses began to simply carry the supplies those prospectors needed. One such business was the riverboats used by the Binkley family.
The early boats were powered by wood and steam. They burned just big, straight, white spruce trees that we got here, and they churned through a quart of wood an hour. That's like a pickup load of wood.
Bill Deischer helps operate boats for that company the Binkleys began.
And every 40 to 60 miles, they would have to re-wood up, which meant just sending guys ashore, hand trucks, bringing the wood on. The wood had to be cured, so it was there for up to a year.
With lots of boats plying the river, there was plenty of work simply cutting wood.
The woodcutters did that in the winter, because it was easy to sled the wood in, split it, and get it ready. And then they would have a pile of wood, and at the end of it, there'd be a coffee can or a mason jar or a tobacco can with a lid on it and a note inside saying how many cords of wood were there. And the captain would come by, mark off how much wood he took, and leave money in the can.
It was mostly native Alaskans that cut the wood along the rivers. The riverboats changed the way they lived and worked.
With the riverboats setting up fueling stations, they developed villages. The people who didn't have axes and knives and saws and lived in basically skin-covered bent spruce structures now could build log cabins, which were permanent. And so it changed the culture because people began to settle. And so you got villages all up and down the Yukon and Tanana rivers, the biggest river system in the state. And that changed sort of the culture of things just because of the arrival of the Sternwilders.
Phil continues working a riverboat here each summer. We'll have more of his story next time as we travel the countryside. Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCrae.